We have at least one person on the line right now who is in favor of the dolphin safe tuna, what's been going on. And you need to enlighten us, sir, because I, you know, not being an environmentalist per se, I see the cans that say dolphin safe tuna, but I don't know the work that goes into that movement.
Well, Phil, right now, what I want to say is we are going out this weekend and following weekend. We go out on an all-day fisher, which is a commercial fishing boat that two associates of mine own, and we're going off of Dana Point, and what we are essentially trying to do is bring to light, and we're trying to bring to the public's attention that a tuna industry is threatened to the point where there are schools of dolphin attacking and eating both yellowtail and red tuna, starfish tuna, and it hurts the tuna industry. I come from personally three generations of commercial fishermen. And my grandfather was off of Keith's Landing in San Diego. My two of my uncles have been involved in commercial fishing. And it's very, very important for people to know that as long as we have schools of dolphins swimming in some of these commercial fishing areas, that a lot of what has been the tuna industry is not going to exist for much longer.
So what are you guys doing? You go out off of Dana Point?
This weekend off of Dana Point, and essentially what we do is use a 100-pound net. We troll for schools of dolphin. We relocate the dolphin up the coast, Huntington Beach, Boca Chica Beach, off of more of the northern migratory areas for the dolphin so that they are not attacking these schools of tuna and the tuna herds for the tuna industry. You have to understand that there are a lot of companies that are right now specializing in dolphin-safe tuna, and that lets you know that tuna have been preserved and saved from attack by dolphin. This is obviously a dolphin feeding area, and what we do is relocate the dolphin off Dana Point and relocate them up off Huntington and Boca Chica and Sunset Beach.
All right, so you have schools of I've seen the cans of tuna in the store. It says Dolphin Safe Tuna. These are companies that are actively engaged in saving the lives of tuna?
Absolutely, and we're very, I think we've come a long way because there was a time when you just could not get anybody to listen to you. The tuna industry, of course, is an industry that is primarily involved in providing edible tunas, canned tunas, tuna steak, and the like to the seafood industry, to supermarket, market grocers, etc., and retailers throughout Southern California and throughout the West Coast. That is a major, major source of revenue for tuna fishermen. So that when we know that we are dealing with companies that are making dolphin-safe tuna, we know that we are dealing with companies that are out to preserve the tuna schools, and that the dolphin is finally going to be dealt with, I think. And again, that comes from me being a part of three generations of commercial fisher people and other people who I speak for.
Dolphin safe tuna. The dolphin are, what are they doing? They're attacking schools of tuna?
They're essentially feeding off schools of tuna and disrupting the migratory patterns of tuna and disrupting those migratory patterns in the commercial fishing areas. What we do is go out essentially using a 100-pound net and essentially relocating the dolphin that way. And
are you catching the dolphin? Are you?
Well, no, Phil. What we do is essentially we've got them in the net, and we can relocate them up the coast without removing the animal from the water. It's slow going. It's taken us a few months, but I think we're having an impact, and we're saving a lot of tuna so that they can be used, obviously, in commercial patterns. Well, we relocate all these tuna. Whether you were talking about tuna salad sam, tuna melt, the tunacos, whatever kind of tuna.
What is a tunaco?
That's a tuna taco that's used in a soft taco. Whether you use a tuna helper, whether you use a regular tuna sandwich, you certainly do want to be apprised of the fact that, these efforts are being made. Dolphin safe tuna was not even around 10 years ago. Tuna were being attacked and were being disrupted by Dolphin, because you got a lot of people out there that think Dolphin need to be, there's sort of a hands-off policy.
Well, dolphins themselves are an endangered species, correct?
The dolphin is an animal that has, we found, since these environmentalists decided that they were going to protect the dolphin, we have found it to be disruptive in our commercial fishing patterns. But you go into any supermarket now, and you see that many companies have decided, we understand, and we understand what the commercial tuna fisherman is up against, whether it's in a retail use of the tuna melatonaco, that the commercial fisherman needs to be listened to, and now they're canning dolphin-safe tuna. And again, so we're talking about all kinds of tuna. We're talking about yellowtail, talking about the red tuna, star-kissed tuna. We're talking about...
Is the star-kissed tuna, that's the brand of...
Well, that's the type of tuna that the star-kissed tuna makes. And
star-kissed tuna is a kind of tuna.
That's correct.
I didn't know that. I thought that was just the name of the... You're not going to tell me chicken of the sea is a kind of tuna.
All of those are brands of tuna, a brand of the tuna that you can buy in the store. Whether you go for the tuna salad, the tuna melt, or the tunaco, or tuna casserole. But of course, it's part of the retail business. I'm talking about just saving the tuna, and that's why we have Dolphin Safe Tuna.
Dolphin Safe Tuna. Have you ever seen a can of Dolphin Safe Tuna? Are they putting that on a lot of cans?
A lot of the big tuna companies now. Saving the tuna from the dolphin, and there are a lot of companies that are specializing in dolphin-safe tuna. So with the efforts of these companies to save tuna from the dolphin, the efforts of, for instance, people such as myself. And
how are you relocating these dolphins?
It's a simple matter of just relocating them up the coast.
Yeah, but you said that you've got them in the net. And what do you do? Do you then just take the boat up the coast?
You're taking the boat up the coast, right, and letting the dolphins free there.
Are the dolphins in the net?
We're essentially they're in the net, and we transport them up.
Are they being dragged in the net, or are they?
Well, they're in the net. They're obviously an animal, it's a fish, so their well-being, they're guided, I would probably is the best way to put it. And
but you have a dolphin in the net, and you're dragging it up the coast to Huntington?
No, we are guiding the animal, Phil. We're not dragging it. We're guiding it up the coast so that it's...
How do you guide it?
Essentially, what you have is you school the dolphin along the way, you chum the water. There's a lot of different things. It's almost like if you've seen cattle herding, for instance. Well,
in cattle herding, what they do is they kind of yip and whistle and move the cattle along.
Essentially, Phil, when you're guiding dolphin schools, it's the same thing. Because these are intelligent creatures, they are mammals, and you can guide them that way. By
what? By going... With the, that kind of thing?
Yes, it's a very interesting practice, but essentially because it is an intelligent animal, you can do that, yeah. And we use two boats. We guide the dolphin up the coast.
By whistling and going?
Yeah, you do. There's a variety of things you can do. When you have a school of dolphin relocated between the two craft, and you know you want to guide it to a certain area, you're whipping it along, by whistling, by snapping your fingers, essentially snapping your fingers. And that kind of thing, and get the dolphin going the way he wants to go.
Man, I've never heard of that before. That's an interesting...
It's guiding the dolphin up the coast. You also chum the water. And
by that, what are you doing? You're throwing fish out there?
Throwing fish out there to guide the animal up the coast, right. So it's safe for that. It's not like it can grab the ground to stop itself, so it's not dragging. It's guiding, more or less.
So you're...
Yeah.
You're dragging it in a net.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. This gentleman's efforts for dolphin-safe tuna. He is out there with friends off of Dana Point, guiding or dragging, whatever they're doing. I don't know. In some instances, they're guiding the dolphin. In other instances, they have it in a net, and they're dragging it up the coast away from these beds of tuna.
So what you're doing is you got them in the net, and you're basically dragging them up the coast in the net so that they're away from those tuna areas. You have to do that. Tuna sales have dropped, and... One of the reasons why tuna sales have dropped is because of this fact that you don't have the dolphin meat involved anymore, which was probably one of the best parts of tuna because they would fill it out with dolphin meat. And
so tuna sales have dropped. I'm eating dolphin?
Well, a lot of it was. And part of that, well, it's sweet. I mean, if you use dolphin meat in conjunction with tuna meat.
So you're dragging tunas up the... It's dragging tuna. You're dragging...
No, we're dragging dolphins.
Dragging dolphins up the coast, correct?
That's correct.
So that they're not eating the tuna.
So that they're not attacking the migratory tuna patterns that a lot of the commercial fishermen follow. And since we cannot use dolphin anymore as a supplement to the tuna meat, we drag them up the coast and keep them out of there.
Mission Hills on KFIN 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm just calling to find out where this guy gets his information that the dolphins are attacking tuna.
I've got three generations of commercial fishermen in my family.
I know, sir, but...
I do it for a living.
Yeah, I dove out with tuna and porpoise in the same area, dolphins in the same area, Mexico and all over, and I don't see them attacking nothing.
Well, I don't know what areas you're in, what kind of dolphin they are. I'm talking about bottlenose porpoise.
Right.
You fish?
Yeah, all my life. I've been fishing all my life. I just brought home a whole bunch of pictures of tuna today, and I was listening to you talk about, canning yellowtail, part of the tuna family. Yellowtail is actually a member of the mackerel family.
Well, if you're buying tuna today, especially from commercial fishing outlets, you've got supplemental meats that are being used. So you're using not only tuna, but you're also supplementing that with mackerel. They were supplementing it for a while with dolphin.
Never heard of that. I've seen all the tuna canneries down in San Pedro, and they were full of great big tuna. Never saw a dolphin anywhere.
It's the difference between if you don't see the dolphins, it's because of our work.
Yeah, and also it must be because there aren't any canneries left in the United States anyway.
Well, there's several. I mean, there's Monterey.
Where would they be?
There's Monterey Bay Cannery up in Northridge.
Dude, that's a restaurant.
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's a restaurant. There aren't any canneries. Canneries went out of business in the 80s. There aren't any U.S. canneries on this shoreline anymore.
Well, who's canning the tuna then?
Mexico, offshore boats from Japan.
What about chicken in the sea?
They're not canned in the American in the United States on the ground. They went out of business years ago.
Well, okay, I mean... The point is this: I fish professionally. You're a pleasure fisherman. You know, you're a weekend fisherman. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and besides, if you want to talk about chicken of the sea or starfish, Ralph's has its own brand of tuna. That's getting canned right here.
Not in the United States. Not in the United States. We have no canneries in the United States. Not anymore.
All I'm saying is we're keeping the tuna alive by hurting
the dolphins. You're seeing all this. How come you don't know that there are any canneries in the United States? How could you be saying all this?
Well, who made you the expert?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I'll tell you one thing. I just know you're full of wind, and it's okay if you are.
All I'm saying is this. So that to keep generations of tuna fishermen working in this country has taken active participation on my part and others to herd the dolphins.
You're telling me you're taking a net and you're trolling and catching, grappling a school of porpoise in a net, and you're standing there stomping on the boat and whistling, and they're coming forward towards you, and you're throwing the bait, and they're like, "Where's the wonder horse following you home?" I'm not buying that, dude.
No, sir, I'm talking about you can herd. Dolphins are very intelligent. Would you?
Oh, I know that.
All right, you can herd a dolphin like a cow.
So what are you doing? Are you whistling?
Well, you do a lot of different things. To herd it. That's all.
I never heard of anything like that. If you're swimming ahead of the net, or are you dragging them in the net?
Four generations. We have the family technique.
I've heard that. I want to know about the net and the dolphins. Are you dragging them in the net?
Some of them are dragged.
For air. They are mammals. They breathe air.
Some of them are dragged.
So in other words, you're drowning them.
I'm not familiar with that. They're fish.
No, a dolphin is a mammal. It needs to breathe.
You have to have air. Are you guys out there on a big motorboat smoking it or what?
Hey, man, the last time I looked at a dolphin, it had fins and it was swimming.
You've never seen a dolphin then. They got an air hole in the top. They breathe like a whale.
Why are you dragging a dolphin?
Some of them aren't that smart. They need help. They got to be dragged along.
Yeah.
This is a freaking mammal that's gonna.
What about the whale?
What, are you dragging them too?
No, what are you telling me that that's not a fish?
It's not a fish. Neither is any porpoise. They're all porpoise and dolphins are all mammals.
You better check your source material.
Dude, a porpoise and a whale are mammals.
I got all this bunk on the radio.
Dude, you're high.
You're putting it out for everyone.
I think you're baked. I think you're baked, man.
Okay, sorry.
A whale and a porpoise are, thank you, sir, are mammals. They need to breathe.
Damn. That explains why a few of them weren't looking too good.
Yeah, I know, when you finally dragged them up to Bolsa Chica.